Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. FBI and others have opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car ramming during a counter-protest against a white nationalist demonstration in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. One person died when the car crashed into demonstrators. Two others died when a state police helicopter crashed nearby. Chopper was keeping an eye on the rally below. President Trump condemned the violence.
There's no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency to aid the state response to the events in Charlottesville.
And I have a message to all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. Our message is plain and simple. Go home. You are not wanted in this great commonwealth.
The Saturday rally drew thousands who were upset about the planned removal of a statue commemorating the memory of a Confederate Civil War general. Fighting has flared in South Sudan's northeastern Upper Nile state despite government forces capturing a key rebel headquarters. The violence took place over control of a town where the rebels have had their main base since early 2014. A bomb exploded near a crowded market in the Pakistani city of Quetta, killing at least 15. The provincial home minister recounts the attack.
A vehicle belonging to our security forces was targeted. According to the information we have received so far, there are around 15 casualties, people who have been martyred. Around 40 people are injured.
No one claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. At least 60 children have died in 48 hours due to a lack of oxygen at a hospital in India's northern Uttar Pradesh state. The district magistrate said most deaths were reported from the neonatal and pediatric wards of that hospital. High-level probe has been ordered into the incident. Blackwater founder Eric Prince's controversial proposal to privatize a large portion of the U.S. war in Afghanistan is being met with growing opposition in Kabul and Washington. President Trump is reportedly considering the proposal as part of a months-long review of the war in Afghanistan, where the U.S. is locked in a stalemate with the Taliban after 16 years of fighting. Prince says his plan would replace U.S. troops with 5,000 contractors and would save the U.S. government billions of dollars. Violence has erupted in Nairobi's slums after incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was confirmed president. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
At least 11 people are believed to have been killed by police, including a young girl in Mathari, who a neighbor said was caught by sporadic shots. The opposition on Saturday accused security forces of killing more than 100 people, but the party didn't offer any proof. The unrest is in areas loyal to opposition leader Raila Odinga, whose party is rejecting the results of Tuesday's vote.
Many Kenyans fear a repeat of the violence that followed the 2007 contested election, when about 1,200 people were killed and hundreds of thousands displaced. Canadian pastor Hyun-Soo Lim, who was imprisoned in North Korea for more than 2 years, quietly returned to his home in a suburban Toronto, Canada neighborhood on Saturday following a long journey on a private government jet via Japan. His son James was there when his father returned.
It was surreal in the beginning to witness my father coming off of an airplane after 2.5 years.
Lim, formerly the senior pastor at one of Canada's largest churches, had disappeared on a mission to North Korea in early 2015. He was sentenced to hard labor for life in December of that year on charges of attempting to overthrow the Pyongyang regime. Facebook anonymously launched a new photo-sharing app in China in a new effort to make inroads in the world's most populous country. China's ruling Communist Party controls internet traffic across the country's borders, tries to keep the public from seeing thousands of websites, including Facebook. The app, known as Colorful Balloons, does not carry Facebook's name. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.